Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 24, kitchen remodeling. Let's talk about what happens when you make major changes in your life, especially when you want to make major changes in a shorter period of time. Making a major change in your life or in yourself is like kitchen remodeling. Now, some people are content with gradual change. So maybe the refrigerator is old, it's time to upgrade it, so you replace the refrigerator. Maybe months later, you notice the stove is not working as well as it should and you want to upgrade, so you replace the stove. Same with the dishwasher. And then the day comes, you want a new kitchen countertop. You can make these changes one at a time and do it slowly over time to manage the rate of change. But sometimes somebody looks at their kitchen and thinks, oh, everything has to go and we have to remodel everything. This is going to be a major change and it's going to involve major disruptions. Now, when you're just changing out a stove or a refrigerator or a dishwasher, it can be a little bit uncomfortable, but it's manageable for most people, and the time where you don't have one working is a short period of time. But whenever you engage in remodeling an entire kitchen, now you have something that's quite different. Now you're going to be without an entire kitchen for a while. This usually comes about when you have an old kitchen, you're content with it out of sheer habit, and then one day, perhaps you, your wife, or husband are out visiting friends, and they've remodeled their kitchen, and suddenly you see these new things, and you get inspired with a new kitchen, and you don't really want to do it piecemeal. It's the kind of thing where you really want to do it all at once. And of course, it's not something that you can do quickly. There'll be a dismantling period, because before you can install a new kitchen, the old kitchen has to come out. And the same is true with things in your life, the way you change and the way the world changes around you. And this is often what the positive thinking crowd doesn't always take into account. The idea that there is this transition period that's necessary between the old vision letting it go and dismantling it and the new vision taking hold. It's a period where you don't have anchor points. It's a kind of dark night of the soul. That's a religious term that's used historically for people going through a spiritual transition from one state of consciousness to another. When you engage in change, when you are trying to adopt a new vision about yourself or about the way the world works, or even when you just want a new kitchen, there's this in-between period that's uncomfortable where the change takes place. One person put it this way: when you want to rise to a new altitude, put on your seatbelt because it's going to be a little bumpy on the way up. There's a transition period that you have to take into account. So for minor changes, the transition period is shorter and less uncomfortable. But when you're going to go into major changes, do multiple changes, you really have to keep your eye on the vision in order to hang on to it. If you're going to replace your kitchen, you're going to have to keep the vision of the new kitchen in mind while you go through the period of the old kitchen being removed. Some people have a hard time letting go. Some people may start the process of remodeling their kitchen, but as they do, and if they get uncomfortable and they are too attached to the old, they may stop the whole process and say, no, let's go back. Let's just keep the old kitchen the way it is. It's just too much to change right now. This is why if you want to move forward with major changes in your life, the new vision has to be stronger than the current picture. The vision of the new kitchen has to be stronger than your attachment to the old kitchen. This is how goals work. This is how visioning and setting up visions work. The key, again, is that whatever goal you set, you must hold it strongly in your mind. If you hold the goal strongly in your mind, and if you daydream about it and feel it, you're more likely to achieve your goal. If your enthusiasm for the new vision carries you through the tough transition, then the new kitchen, the new vision takes hold. So you and your friends inspire yourselves with it continually and sustain the vision and energy through the rough times. Your old anchor points, those fixed pictures that anchor your vision of reality, will get pulled up to make room for the new vision. And even though you go through a kind of dark night of the soul, you hold that inspired vision in order to have the energy to carry your goal through to completion. That's how you make major changes successfully. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.